You are listening to Do You Believe in Magic on OTG and Nothing But Net Network here on Dash Radio. Be sure to follow us on iTunes by searching Do You Believe in Magic and subscribe today. Welcome to Do You Believe in Magic and our special draft recap of the 6th overall pick. I'm your host, credentialed member of the media and contributor to OrlandoPinstripePost.com, Preston Ellis. And we're recapping the draft. First up, Aaron Goldstone. How are you feeling, sir?
I am feeling pretty good. Things were kind of happening fast there, but, Magic standards, it could have gone worse. So at least we didn't reach for anybody and we got to move forward now with Mo Bamba. So that's a lot of exciting defensive upside.
Yeah, I'm Aaron, so excited, Jared.
I know. I was talking to Will off air a second ago. Of course, we've got Will Ogburn, and I'll introduce him in a moment. But the Magic now have the most size of any team in the league with Bismack Biyombo and Nikola Vucevic. And we'll get into what the Magic's plans are going to have to be with them, along with Jonathan Isaac and Aaron Gordon. But one thing I was talking about with Will is while the Magic are definitively better with Mo Bamba in their lineup, Not a lot of offense going to be anticipated in the 2018-19 season, right, Will?
No, and we've heard that slightly before with those two signings 2 years ago, but I think this is going to be totally different in the fact that you can't coach height, and Bamba definitely has that where Biyombo doesn't. So I think it's going to be pretty exciting. Yeah, like you said, the length of these guys, you know, I was joking off air about like, you know, this front office is in love with length and athleticism, and they got the longest player in the NBA. It was right under my nose, man. They saw it on the board. They were like, he has all that length. We can't turn it down.
It was almost like too easy to call, and we like denied it this whole time, and we like were like, well, maybe it could be this or that, but hey, they literally just went with their MO times like 1,000.
Here is what Jonathan Givony of Draft Express and ESPN reports. He says the Magic were reportedly hoping that Trae Young would be available at 6. So that's the guy that they wanted to fall to them. But with the Mavericks-Hawks trade forcing them to alter their plans, they're still very happy to end up with Mo Bamba, who many feel has the potential to be the best player in the draft. That is directly off Twitter from Jonathan Givony. So Mo Bamba is a great player. I think his wingspan is something like 7-10. Will and I were just saying he's our pterodactyl now. And his length along with, and it was right under our nose, just as Will said. Of course, we were tracing back the history of all the picks made by John Hammond and Jeff Weltman. And of course, this one fits the bill to a T. So let's move right along. And if you guys want to backtrack at all, you can. But let me start with Aaron Goldstone. What does this mean for the future of Nikola Vucevic?
I was just talking to you guys, you know, off air about that, but, you know, with Vucevic having a expiring contract at the end of next season, you know, there was no immediate rush to have to trade Vuce this summer. They could have maybe held on to him until the trade deadline and see if anybody would have maybe made a deal then. But now you really can't go in with a feasible roster with four centers, you know, with Vucevic, with Biyombo, who is not movable. Wendell Carter Jr. just went to the Bulls. I love that. With Ken Birch, with Bamba. So, I mean, I would say Vucevic, you know, should be moved tonight. If you could couple him with a second-round pick or something and see if you can get back into the late first or something, I think tonight would be a time to do that.
Now, Will, that's a great idea, and Aaron has prefaced that in podcast past, the idea of moving up from 35 and 41 and packaging someone like him or Terrence Ross to do that. With that being said, obviously we'd prefer to have Nikola Vucevic in town versus Bismack Biyombo. Is there any chance, Will, that you see Bismack just riding the bench and kind of keeping with Nikola Vucevic to possibly mentor Mo Bamba? Obviously, you're not going to have Mo Bamba playing any more than like 15, 20 minutes per game. So who's going to take those minutes at the center? Is it Jonathan Isaac? Is it Biyombo? Is it Vucevic? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think Vuce is gone. Like, I like Vuce a lot as a person, and I think that he's a cool guy, but it just hasn't worked here. And I think that, you know, to get off of Biyombo's contract, you'd have to take negative assets on, and I just don't think they were in a position to do that or to really care about him. Like it's like Aaron said, just let him rot, man. So I think that we're gonna have
to remind everybody.
I think we're gonna have Biyombo as our backup center. I mean, I think that, like you said, I mean, I don't think it would be ridiculous to kind of throw Bamba out there. I think he definitely has an NBA body already, and I mean, hey, if it, I'm trying to think how to what the best way to do this. I guess you start Bamba and then, you know, bring in Biombo and kind of play them like co-starters. But yeah, maybe play some Gordon or some Isaac at center, just novelly, like, you know, 4 or 5 minutes a game just to kind of bridge those gaps. But I don't really think, you know, Bamba has showed strength. He's shown that he has the frame to play in the NBA. So if people are playing, we saw the rookies play heavy minutes last year. Without Vucevic, I would much rather see Mo Bamba on the floor than Biz.
Aaron, this is a direct quote posted by John Denton. He says, Mo Bamba was just quoted saying, they want me to contribute right away. I'm just super fortunate to be heading down there. I'm super happy, and I can't wait to get down there. So, again, that just reaffirms what we've just been saying. Now, to continue, obviously, we talked about a lot of length, 250 inches combined between Jonathan Isaac, Aaron Gordon, and Mo Bamba. And we've talked about this in the past, how the three will fit together. Can Aaron Gordon develop into a three with his shooting? Can he chase people around the perimeter? And Jonathan Isaac, how are these three going to fare in your opinion initially, Aaron?
They're just going to mix and match. They probably won't really worry as an organization about fit until maybe 2019-2020 because, you know, again, Isaac played less than 30 games and Bamba is still very young and has to work on his body. And so, you know, I expect, you know, Isaac and Gordon to share some time at the four. I expect them to maybe try to get Isaac some, you know, kind of spot minutes just to try it out, a few minutes a game here and there at five. And, you know, they'll just kind of mix and match and try to make it work. You know, the one thing I will say about Bamba is even though he's very, very long and so he's got this huge margin of error because he can make up for a lot of mistakes with his length and reach, his lower half from his waist down is extremely, you know, slight and thin, very similar to Jonathan Isaac. So he's got a lot of work to do as far as core and, you know, stuff like that, not getting pushed around. So he might, you know, come off the bench if I was a coach for the first month or two of the season, but by the end of the year, you know, he'll be playing minutes and have a significant role, but, you know, no rush, you know, the Magic are going to take it really slow with him.
Will, before I get to you, a big shout out to EJ Manuel Miranda, who has designed a new logo for us. I don't know if you guys can see it. It'll probably be up by the time you listen to this pod, if not in the next couple of days. He's a designer trying to get his way through school. If you guys like to hire him to create a logo for you or just donate to him and his work, reach out to him or us via DM and we'll connect you guys. Again, that's EJ Manuel Miranda. Thank you so much to him. We love our new logo. Will, back to you. This is a tweet live from David Aldridge. He said, you can count the Magic as beyond stunned and thrilled that Mo Bamba fell to them at six. This is a big coup for the Magic. Obviously, we had all of our attention focused on Trae Young. Now, how does the Magic shift from this idea we had of Trae Young and Colin Sexton, you know, kind of running the offense to now converting everything back to potentially DJ Augustin?
Yeah, I mean, this roster is, I think, far from complete. I think we're going to see some moves. We talked about Vooch. I am obviously not thrilled about our point guard situation, and I'm more of not thrilled about the amount of guys that we have on the team that don't really enjoy sharing the ball. Like, it's one thing, like, guys can share the ball, but you really want to have a culture of guys wanting to be selfless, and I think that we've had quite the opposite of that lately. So I think that a player like Bamba fits in well to that because he can definitely clean glass and he can fit himself in. But I would very much hope for some kind of a free agent or some kind of maybe package those picks for a point guard. Because I don't think if we come back with, we always joke about Shelvin Mack with 3.6 assists, we don't want that again with a young core.
It's funny that I just asked this question and I'm on Twitter and I'm looking at Bobby Marks's remarks. He's a must follow at ESPN for all of his statistics and analytical salary cap information. He said, would not be concerned that Orlando has two centers on the roster with Vooch and Biombo. Doesn't mention Ken Birch, but that's okay. This pick is about the future. Now it's time for the Magic front office to find a starting point guard. And of course, we've got 35 and 41 coming up. So I guess it's up to you guys. If you want a podcast later without me, you can. Otherwise, talk now, Aaron, about do you think there is a potential starting point guard at 35 and 41 that will be available to the Magic?
There might be. You know, you may have to trade back into the end of the first round, but, you know, there's two guys that have tons of experience. So at that point of the draft, if you're looking for someone that can contribute, you probably have to lean towards someone that's a little bit older. You've got Jalen Brunson, you know, 3-year starter, 2 national championships. So there's a guy in that range. Maybe his ceiling is not, you know, very high, and that's why he's going late. But he he would be able to at least come in and contribute and give the Magic minutes. Same thing with Javon Carter, you know, four-year player, senior. You know, Magic just drafted Bamba. Could you imagine drafting like a two-time National Defensive Player of the Year in Carter at point guard? I mean, that defense would be ridiculous. But, you know, at this point, you're probably not going to be able to draft a starter. You just have to draft someone because at this point, you need bodies in the backcourt, and they're just not, you know, on the roster a lot of balance. So I can, you know, pretty much guarantee that that second-round pick is going to be a guard because they just at that point they're going to need to. But before I turn it back over to you, so I always enjoyed how awful Jalen Rose's player comparisons were in years past. And Chauncey Billups, I think, is giving him a run for his money because that man compared Jaren Jackson Jr. to Joakim Noah, and I almost fell out of my chair. And then he just compared Wendell Carter Jr. to Carlos Boozer, and I'm sorry, I can't. Which one do you guys think is worse?
Oh, Jaren Jackson, for sure. He goes Joakim Noah, but with a jump shot. That's not Joakim Noah. That's like Elfrid Payton with defense and a jump shot. That's not how Joakim Noah works. The charm of Joakim Noah is him not being able to shoot.
No, that's awesome. I'm away from my TV right now, so I'm missing all this, all these glorious exchanges right now between the two.
Let me get this in before we log off. So with Mo Bamba, the comparison was Rudy Gobert that I heard, and I think that honestly we're going to be thrilled with his offensive side of his game. I've heard him interviewed a lot. Mo Bamba, he is very. He has a bit of a stars mentality. Like he thinks that he can be great. And I think that's really important for a guy in his role, you know, to see that greatness can be achieved within himself, because we see so many centers, and me and Preston always go back and forth about low usage centers. I don't think that that's what Mo Bamba is going to be. I think that he is going to be a guy who can develop his face up game. I think that his jump shooting in college wasn't fantastic. He was like 27% from three, but I think that he sees himself as a two-way player. And I think that what we see right now is very far from what we're going to see in the future.
Very interesting. Anything you want to add to that, Aaron?
No, I think that's fair. You know, the one thing, and this is probably what I'm going to ask him tomorrow, is playing in Texas's system with Shaka Smart, you do need to be able to get up and down the floor and run and move around a little bit. You know, they weren't a half-court offense. They didn't kind of dribble the air out of the ball. You know, he's going to be able to get up and down the floor. And again, you know, if there's question marks, you always take the guy with length because he's going to be able to make up for a lot of errors that are going to happen early on, just because he literally has the longest reach in the NBA right now. So that's a good foundation. And then from there, you know, you just work your way up. So we got to get behind this guy.
All right, Will, I'm going to ask this. I think I asked this again, but a couple of people are wondering about it, so I just want to make sure we touch upon it. The Magic are probably going to have to pay somewhere around 4 years and $100 million to keep Aaron Gordon. Does this pick change that trajectory in any fashion in your mind?
I think he's a great fit with Aaron Gordon, because I think that any expectation that we have of Aaron Gordon protecting the rim or really playing center, honestly, is just not realistic. I think that's not something he enjoys doing. And we talked about, you know, like I said, with sharing the ball, you can ask people to do something, but do they enjoy it? And he doesn't like doing that. It's just not what he does. So I think that it would be great for us to tell him, hey, AG, we've seen what you do on offense. Maybe keep improving your jump shot. Maybe just be a little bit better in ISO and be a little bit better with your decisions, but we're not going to ask you to just get on the block and get bullied by guys. There aren't a lot of teams that run two bigs anymore, but you know, if the goal is like, just stick with me here, let's just transport in the future, and there is a team like the Pelicans that we're playing, those guys are going to be guarded by Isaac and Bamba, not by AG. So that's really good for him. I think that's something that they can at least sell him and be like, hey, you know, anywhere else that you go, you're probably going to be more of a four defensively. Here, you can just guard, like we talked about, he's so good at guarding wings. And I think that that is a selling point for him.
Yeah, we already know, based on what Tim Kran just said, that the offensive scheme under Steve Clifford is already going to notice a big development, a big improvement, regardless of who's playing the one and two right now. It's probably some combination of DJ Augustine and maybe Terrence Ross or Evan Fournier at that position, with the other coming off the bench. What about you, Aaron? And then we'll wrap it up here. Talk about the fit with Aaron or Aaron Gordon, I should finish that thought with, and whether or not you think it changes things, or whether or not we're just going to go with this three-headed monster in the front court going forward.
Yeah, I don't think this changes much. Like, I don't see this pick and think, oh man, they're just going to go with an Isaac Bumba front court and Gordon's odd man out or something. I mean, we definitely need to see it play out on the court and see these guys with a little bit of chemistry. But, you know, I think Will said this before, you know, the small sample size we have of Gordon and Isaac together, their defensive rating was so superior that you have to let that play out and just see if. And now you're, you know, adding another elite defensive player to it. So I think they'll make it work. I mean, I think all of those guys are going to, you know, try to make it work. And if not, they're young and they're movable. And, you know, it is what it is.
All right, you guys, we're going to wrap that up for now. And then I'm going to talk to these guys off the air about what we're going to do with the second round picks or whether or not we're just going to come back tomorrow and get you guys another full podcast with Zach Oliver in attendance for that one. This is exciting times because the Magic are going in a direction that not a lot of teams in the NBA are doing. Everybody is getting smaller. The Magic are getting bigger and more athletic at three very important positions in the front court. So this is very exciting. Everybody should be thrilled. I know we were married to the idea of Trae Young and draining those Steph Curry-like three-point shots, but make no mistake, the Magic are winners so far in this draft. And I think that that loss against Washington in the regular season finale doesn't loom quite as large as it did before. Would you agree with that, Will?
Yeah, and hey, if you guys want to see Trae Young, just hit me up, man. You can crash at my place.
What about you, Aaron?
Trae Young now just in like 20 minutes, like for me, went from like the savior and like my hero to this tiny little like wizard that's going to get exposed on defense every single
game. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. Bye. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, follow our guys at Aaron Goldstone at Go So Hard. I'm at Preston Else. Our podcast location is at DYB in Magic. Thank you again to EJ Manuel Miranda for our awesome new logo and artwork. Want to tell you guys how much we appreciate your support. Of course, keep asking questions. Retweet this, subscribe, like us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Preston Ellis. This has been Do You Believe in Magic? And we hope you do. We'll probably be back at some point late tonight or tomorrow. Until then, let's keep grooving. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Do You Believe in Magic? If you like what you're hearing, take a moment to share with your friends, subscribe, and rate our podcast on iTunes today.